Choose not to live in a world of filters. Realize your mistakes. Set the foundation for your success. Get some wins. Knucklehead Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Knucklehead Podcast. You got with us today the Knucklehead, Steven. And today's topic is, it's really meant for those that are listening, that want to be entertained, they want to learn something, they want to find out what's been working, what hasn't been working. They want to try to A-B test, split test, whatever type of gobbledygook business guru talk you can throw in there. But the reason why I'm coming at you today with a topic of change management is for two reasons. One, change is constant. Change is absolutely constant. Whether you're in operations, you're in sales, you're in business ownership, you're a new parent, you're transitioning from the military, you're going to a new role, change is constant. There has literally been not a day that has gone by where change hasn't either happened around you or you've been a part of it. And the second reason why is why change throws people off. We're going to dive into that topic and what you can do about it. So strap in. Take some notes. I'd love to hear from you. Hey, listen, you can listen to Knucklehead Podcast every Tuesday. We've got a new episode coming at you every single Tuesday, whether it be an interviewer, the Knucklehead himself sharing some mistakes, some challenges, topics that he has screwed up or successfully navigated in the past, or just moving on to something that that is an interesting topic to dive into. So you can also check us out on YouTube. Knucklehead Podcast. We are on Instagram at Knucklehead Podcast. We are on LinkedIn and on Facebook at Knucklehead Promotions LLC. So a lot of really cool things. I kind of want to get this out of the way. There's some other people who I've talked with recently who are interested in the topic of podcasting. And I think it ties directly into change management. People want to know why this medium exists, how to capitalize on this medium, how to monetize this. And there's people who are way better at this than I am. I'm going to be the first to admit to you. However, there's some of you out there that have an interest in it. So, we've recently been approached with the idea of helping other folks get things going with their podcasts or talking about topics that they're, quote unquote, subject matter experts in. But one thing that's consistent that we found is everybody wants to share their wisdom. And sometimes that wisdom is shared as if they have something that you don't. And the fact is not every, there's not one person out there that has all the answers. There's not one person out there that can give you this magic bullet, silver bullet, answer, end all be all to solve all of your problems. If there's been a consistent problem going on in your business for quite some time, and I'll share with you a for instance, that problem is probably going to exist unless something completely changes. I mean, it goes back to the core foundation of your business on how you can actually make that change. For instance, is this. So we ran a fitness and wellness business back in Austin for a number of years. And part of the reason why it didn't gain the traction that we wanted is we failed to do the first thing. And this is the first thing in change management. We failed to do the first thing. We failed to delineate the difference between a strategy and a plan. Right, and I know that there's a bunch of military folks or guys who are, operations folks who understand the difference between a strategy and a plan. And we didn't have an airtight strategy. Our strategy was, let's just go sell our services, sell our products, see what revenue we can generate, and then once we've been able to generate enough revenue, let's see if we could capitalize on this market and potentially create a technology product that we could then turn around and go ahead and sell. So if that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you, that's because that was one of the biggest reasons why we went out of business, because we failed. We failed to execute against the strategy, or excuse me, we failed to have an airtight strategy where we could actually formulate an airtight plan and go and execute against that plan. One of the biggest things that was one of the hardest things for me to do getting out of the military was understanding that a lot of the strategy had already been laid out for me in the military. A lot of the strategy of, let's take undisciplined, unmolded civilians, give them a series of tactics, some performance and quality metrics, and let's train these folks to go execute what it is that we need to do. So if we were given tactical solutions, plans to go and execute, but it was all part of a greater strategy, and that strategy is the national defense of the United States. So that leads me to my question. My question to you is, what is your strategy and what is your plan? And if you don't delineate between the two, change management will continue to be a struggle for you. Right? I mean, it seems really, really simple, but these topics, there's going to be four words that come up over and over again: change, management, strategy, and plans. Those are the four words that we're going to hover over quite a bit. We've already covered the first topic. I'm going to dive into three more, and then I'm going to shut up. I'd love to hear your opinion. I'd love to hear what you have to think about this. So share with us. Make a comment here on our Instagram or our Facebook. Maybe even go over to our podcast page and leave a review and tell me that I'm full of it. But I'd like to hear how you failed and what you did to learn from that failure and go and change going forward. So in change management right now, there's like a buzzword in the business world about your culture and, you know, what is your why. And, you know, Simon Sinek came up with a really compelling video about why your why and knowing why your why is so important. But I'm not going to take that any one step further. He nailed it. I mean, if you haven't heard it yet, then that's where you can start. You could start there with the Simon Sinek video of why. I think it's about 7.5 minutes into it. He goes into the biology as to why knowing your why is so important. But I'm gonna go with something even more simple that's related to an experience that I've been going through recently, is why change management is such a difficult thing to do for people who've achieved some semblance of success. When you take a business from zero to, let's say, 15 to, let's just say, $30 million, you know, what you have there is you have a significant amount of revenue, right? Whatever your units of production are that make up that $30 million, there's only so much that you can manage. I think John Maxwell calls it the law of the lid. And this is the second point that I want to take with change management today. And the management component of change management is, what's your training look like? You know, if you're going fast and you're growing and you don't have reinforcement, corrective action, remedials, where people can go back to the basics and understand kind of the move basics, blocking and tackling of your business, it doesn't matter what aspirations you have. You're going to be capped because everybody's not operating at their optimal capacity, because there's probably a little amount of confusion that exists within your business. So if that confusion is, for instance, let's just take our scenario. If I had sat down with a consultant, I had sat down with somebody who knew more about business than I do whenever I was running my business, probably the first thing that they would come back to me is, what's your training like? What's your training materials like? How can somebody curate your material? How can somebody kind of take a peek under the hood of what goes on over at your business so they could decide whether or not they actually want to do business with you? How can they engage in either an audio, a video, or some type of interactive opportunity where they can learn a little bit more about your business? Because you have to provide three mediums, because, I mean, logic would tell you that people learn differently, right? Not everybody's just like you. So if you're a brand new business operating in your strength zone, you've kind of figured out a way to create some revenue, you're probably operating in your strength zone, but you're missing a lot. Not everybody in your business operates the same way that you do. So that goes back to the second component of this topic, and that is management. How does your management facilitate what it is that they already know? How do they train what your business already does? And how do they go back and reinforcement whenever things fall through the cracks? What's your corrective action? That goes back to the difference between a strategy and a plan. If your strategy is, we are going to capitalize on this particular market because we've done some market research and this demographic is interested in this void, and so it's an opportunity for us as a business to go and capitalize on and gain some market share. Okay, if that's a strategy, that's fine. What is your plan to execute against that? And if you start to fail, if you fail at capitalizing on that market share, or you lose out to the competition, then you have to go back and take corrective action. I mean, that really seems like common sense. Which leads me to the third topic. The third topic: how do you choose the right plan? How do you choose the right plan? So the plan that we had to choose, like it was chosen for us, was we had to go to our business. We had to stop. We could no longer continue to operate the business because of our failure to identify the right strategy on the front end. And the plans that we were executing against were being unfruitful because we didn't have the right strategy. We didn't take the right guidance, and we didn't go out there and seek corrective action and implement that change. So that goes back to me, is how do you choose the right plan? You got to choose the right plan, because if you can only get a certain amount of work done in 16 hours and it's still not getting enough, you're still not getting enough traction in your market, you're still not making enough sales calls, or you're still not able to operate against what it is that you're selling, or you're, you know, the components of activation within your business aren't meeting the requirements of what your consumers want, then there's probably either something wrong with your strategy, but I'm going to guess there's probably something wrong with your plan. Anybody remember like the Choose Your Own Adventure books, like back in the day? You know, like after you read up to page 10, it says, if you want to do this, then skip ahead to page 25. That was really one of the coolest things I remember as a kid. I don't remember what my favorite Choose Your Own Adventure book was, but that was a fun time as a kid, because you had control of where the story went. Gosh, you could make the wrong decision and choose to go a different direction. It was a fun time to read books whenever I was a kid and you had to choose your own adventure book. That was a lot of fun. But here at Knucklehead, we try to deal in reality. We try to deal in the right now. So how is that relevant to your business going forward? Well, if you have a product that's inside of a store, and that product is inside of a store, but it's advertising and telling other people about other products, and yet it's not leading to new sales, or yet it's not leading to a higher conversion rate for that business, and you don't have a way to show that performance metric to other folks, then you don't have a very compelling use case. You don't have a very compelling story in order to go sell more products. But your problem isn't that you haven't sold enough products. Your problem is you haven't communicated what your product does and how effective it is. Jocko Willink and Leif Babin have a business consulting practice called Extreme Ownership, Echelon Front, where they go and they wrote a book called Extreme Ownership that just came out with a second book. And they talk a lot about the two performance metrics that you need to be measured against in order to choose the right plan. It's, are you effective or are you ineffective? Effective or ineffective? So that's how you know you're choosing the right plan. You got to go out there and not be beta. Go out there and being willing to screw up, being willing to fail. Once you've done that, then you have at least enough actionable data, actionable influence, actionable feedback to know whether or not you've made an effective or ineffective implementation of that plan. Last but not least, how do you choose the right strategy? So again, just to review, you got to be able to delineate between a strategy and a plan whenever you're dealing with change management. Second is how do you manage that change? What's your training like? How do you take corrective action? Third, how do you choose the right plan? Fourth, how do you choose the right strategy? A lot of times I hear solopreneurs, myself would fall into this category in some cases, but they want to have complete control at all times. Or they just want to go out and take some action and hope that things work out. Or, you know, they talk to these consultants and they paid them a lot of money and the consultants told them that this is what they needed to do. You know, if it's not one of those three where you have complete control, or you've talked to somebody, or you just want to go out there and take some action and hopefully you land on something that works out really, really well, then if it doesn't sound familiar, then you probably know somebody who's tried to implement or operate under that premise. was having a discussion a couple days ago with a business owner that said the only reason why they're able to take action and actually have forward movement and progress is they fail about, out of every 10 attempts throughout the day, they only really succeed at 2 to 3 of them. So that means 7 out of the 10 things that they're doing is not wasted action. It's necessary action in order for them to move forward. But it actually helps their business move forward. And they have specific things that they do that they can quantify and then measure to see if they're being effective or ineffective. So their strategy is, let's take enough action so we can outperform the failures. Now, it may be a time that they could actually take their business and they can measure, well, how long have we been doing this for and how much have we grown? We could either repeat and do the same exact thing, or we can decide that we need to reinforce our training and go out and find and recruit other folks to come in and actually operate under that same strategy. So therefore, it constitutes a new change in strategy for that business. It's interesting because then all of a sudden what you are is you're in uncharted waters. You're in new territory. You're operating at a different capacity where you have other people that are optimally performing within your business that actually force you to go and chart into the unknown. There's a lot of business owners that are really good at being visionaries and not really that great at operators, or some that are good at operators but not really good at visionaries. It's interesting to be able to have a diversified mix on your, you know, on your team moving forward. It's one of the harder things to do because you got to deal with personalities and everything else, but it shouldn't affect your decision on which strategy to use. So yes, you have to be able to kind of orient your strategy based off of what your team looks like, knowing the different strengths and weaknesses of people that are on your team. But really what it boils down to is, are you being effective or ineffective? And how long have you been effective or ineffective? And then that strategy, is it the right one for your business right now? So with Knucklehead, what we decided to do is we wanted to have kind of low quality production. When I say low quality production, I'm not talking about going and investing in a bunch of different audio equipment, you know, investing in Adobe Creative Cloud to attract you through our bells and whistles. We're not going to sit here and try to pretend like we have it all figured out. What we are going to do is we're going to share with you the things that we've screwed up, the things that we've messed up, and the things that we're continuing to work towards to try to get better. And then our strategy is going to change. You'll see a change. You'll see a change over the next 50 episodes. You're going to see a huge change in the guests that we're having coming on, the actionable steps, the calls to action. You'll see all that. But we had to start somewhere. And so as we go from the last 50 episodes, you know, this is exciting. This is episode 50. And we wanted to get this message out to you, and we appreciate your support. And you can go to Knucklehead Podcast and get your Don't Be Beta and get some win shirts. And soon you'll be able to get some other shirts. And, you know, we've had some incredible guys come on. We've had Tim Kennedy and Drop Gunner and Derek Morrell and Steve Eugene Kuhn. And, I mean, there's so many folks that are just out there kicking tail, kicking butt, and taking names, just doing a lot of really incredible things with their life. And we're excited to be a part of it in some way, shape, or form to kind of tell them a little bit about their story. But here at Knucklehead, what we want is we want to be able to actively engage those in the community, those that really need that change right now. They really want to be a part of something special. And one of the ways that they can do that is by sharing where they've screwed up, sharing how they've messed up. And so my encouragement today is get in touch with me. If you've gotten in touch with me over the last 30 to 45 days, get in touch with me again. I'd love to talk with you. I'd love to have you on the show. I'd love to talk with you a little bit about what you've screwed up, what you've failed. How many people are out there claiming to be experts but haven't gone through the failure and struggle that you've gone through, and your story can actually help somebody overcome a challenge that they've had? Those stories are the stories that need to be told. Nobody wants to hear about the bells and whistles, the polished, you know, concise, clear and concise messages about, you know, how awesome you are, and take a look at your Instagram page and so you can take a picture next to your sweet rented car. Everybody's interested in how can we get an authentic message out there that really lowers the walls and empowers people to make a difference and make a change. That's why we decided to create Knucklehead Podcast. So my encouragement for you today is this. If you're just getting started, go out and get you some wins. If you're in the midst and you're not really seeing the results you're wanting for, don't be beta. Go ahead and make a change. If you're out there and you're kicking tail and taking names, then we encourage you to come back and share some of your stories with us. But we also feel it's as if it's a responsibility that you have to go out there and keep winning. America needs winners. America needs to continue to set the pace for this country, or excuse me, for this world. And those who are winning in America right now, your story needs to be told. And I challenge you. Have you told somebody yours? And if you haven't, get in touch with me. Steven at Knucklehead Podcast. That's S-T-E-P-H-E-N at Knucklehead Podcast. Check us out on Instagram, Knucklehead Podcast. Facebook and LinkedIn, Knucklehead Promotions. And you can also check us out on YouTube, Knucklehead Podcast. Appreciate y'all. We'll talk to you soon. Remember, new episodes coming out every Tuesday. Got some hard and heavy hitters coming at you. Talk to you soon. Make it a great day. See you.